Previously on Algoa FM.
Time for us to get into Algoa Cares, but before we catch up with our beneficiary of today, Algoa Cares is brought to you by Spa. Caring isn't just what Spa does, it's who they are. Absolutely. Time for us to shine our Algoa Cares spotlight on Haas Dust Daycare Center and Pre-Primary School in Algoa Country, in GQ to be more specific. Representing the NPO, Ashley Kutzer, welcome to Algoa Cares.
Thank you. It's nice to be here and to be able to speak about our school.
Fantastic. Ashley, just give us a bit of background about your NPO, about your school. What is it that you do?
Okay, so we are a non-profit childhood center that focuses on providing quality education and care in a warm, nurturing environment. And what I feel makes us special is that we truly see every child as an individual. We focus on emotional, social, academic growth, and like equality. So, you know, we've been operating for 49 years, and
wow,
next year will be 50 years. We established in July 1976.
Phenomenal. What are your main areas of focus for your school in general?
So, you know, we are currently, like, we are focused on the children, and, you know, we would like, we always try to give our little ones the very best, a safe, fun, and educational environment where they can grow and shine. We are currently hoping to upgrade our classrooms and playground, and we truly appreciate any help from our community. If anyone is able to donate paint, educational toys, books, and classroom materials, it will make a huge difference.
Yeah, you did mention in your communication to us that your holistic view is development, including cognitive, emotional, social, physical, and language skills through age-appropriate rated play, structured learning activities, and nutrition programs as well. If I may ask, how are you funded in terms of keeping your doors open?
So we are funded by the Department of Education, but we only get funded for a certain amount of children.
Yes.
So, you know, we only get a small amount of money, and everything counts for us. And, you know, we have at the moment 148 children. So, you know, we are trying to give the best meals for our children. When they go home, we want to make sure that their tummies are full.
Wow, 148 kids. That's a
yes,
lot of children at once. Incredible.
Yes.
You've mentioned some of your needs. Can you please elaborate on what you actually need right now to keep those doors open?
So we would love, you know, anything is welcome at the moment. Like I said, we would love to upgrade our classrooms and mm-hmm. our playground to make it, you know, safe. And, just overall, we are looking at the school and the safety and trying to provide nutritious meals for the children. Like I said, we are funded by the government, but every cent counts. So we try to buy that will feed all the children. So extra things will be like, you know, vegetables and all those stuff.
Yes.
Will be perfect.
And Ashley, where are you based? In the Nelson Mandela Bay?
We are based in Gar Park, Kamdebouwer Street.
All right. And how can our listeners get hold of you and assist in terms of your request today?
We have a landline. I can give the number. It is 041-452-4089. And then we also have an email. You guys can also search us on Facebook, Instagram, and we have a page on the internet also.
And I believe
you can find all our details.
And I believe Grade R registration is now open as well for 2026.
Yes, definitely, yes.
Ashley Kutzer, thank you so much for joining me on Algoa Cares this afternoon. Algoa Country, we have all the details on our website under the Algoa Cares banner, so go ahead and check them out as well. Thank you for joining us on Algoa Cares this afternoon, Ashley.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Pleasure. Algoa Cares was brought to you by Spa. Caring isn't just what Spa does, it's who they are.
At Spa, we don't just serve food. We serve people.
My name is Mignon and I'm from Jeffreys Bay Super Spa. We have a women's shelter that we look after, that looks after single moms and kids. So wherever we're able, we get involved there. And then mostly we really look after our staff and their families and try and see that they're also looked after when they're in time of need. I guess the one thing that has been very lovely about being in spa has been growing with people. We've grown up, we've taken over the store from my dad now. And I think what's been so special is how the other retailers have embraced us and embraced our points of view, which I think is very special with spa, where easily it can be seen as, oh, there's these young kids, they don't know much, they need to, you know, catch up, that one day they'll learn. But we've really been respected within the spa community, which has been amazing.
Spa, your community, your store, your first choice.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.